Hey all, it's Francesco, 15 Minutes of Frank. I am here with you for another fun-filled episode of topics that I think are important to me, but they're probably also important to you because we have a lot of listeners out there, which makes me very happy. So who knows? Maybe Sirius will call me. I don't know, but Sirius would be a great thing for me, but it's not the only game in town. Today I want to discuss something that I had a discussion with someone online, and it's basically perception versus experience. Interesting topic, right? Well, maybe it doesn't sound so interesting, but I'm going to make it interesting for you. Perception versus experience. Okay, so let me break it down for you. You have a perception of what something would be like. For instance, you probably think that being a chef in a restaurant might be a cool thing. That's your perception. Your experience would be a chef in a restaurant who has to deal with the long, grueling hours, the annoyed customers, the food critic. Hey, maybe it's not even that type of restaurant. Maybe it's just White Castle. Tired of refilling the ketchup bottles, tired of running out of mustard and having to run down to the Costco to go get it. So then you have that experience and you realize you really don't want to be a chef. So let me give you another example. An example is you go to a job interview and say the job interview is for someone who's a specialist in those little caps that go on your tire on your bicycle that keep the air from going out. I don't even know what you call those. Like somebody's probably out there listening right now saying it out loud, but I can't hear you. It's little screwy things. They're also on car tires to keep the air from coming out. Say you're a specialist in making those. Or maybe you're not, and you go to an interview for that type of job. And they ask you, they say, hey, listen, what's your experience with this? And you're kind of like, don't really have experience with it, but this is what I think it would be like to be a specialist for that. So let's elevate that type of experience. Let's talk about a job that you're really required to have experience, like let's say a plastic surgeon. So you go into an interview to become a partner in a practice of plastic surgery and you tell them, well, I kind of know what this is like because I've watched shows, TV shows like Nip Tuck, and I've watched, you know, ER and Grey's Anatomy, and I kind of know what it's like to be a doctor or a surgeon in the hospital. And they're kind of like, that's not really experience. Okay, so let's take it to a subject that would mirror that. A woman is telling you how hard it is for her to find a job because she's a woman. And you kind of say, well, you know, really, it's not that hard. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's hard to be a woman. It actually seems easier because women kind of can do whatever they need to do to manipulate people and make people feel, I don't know, you can talk to people in an interview and be sexy and lean over the counter. And, you know, and you're like, that's your perception. That's not really what it's like to be a woman. Because I know what I think it would be like to be a woman, but that really doesn't count. I'd have to probably do the things that women do to know what it is to be a woman. Even if I dressed up like a woman, no one's going to buy that. So that really isn't being a woman. So, and I think those roles and that kind of assignment happens when you're very young. People start to treat you differently. Now, I don't know. I'm not trying to say I'm smarter than everybody else, but I think that my perception of people who are not treated as fairly as I am is something that's obvious to me. And I feel like I can see that, but a lot of people don't. And they will argue with you and say, well, I believe, well, actually, you know what? People aren't that fair. They really don't even say, that's what I believe. They tell you, this is what it is. They, for instance, you can have an argument with somebody at a Thanksgiving dinner table, and they could tell you, this is exactly how it is. This is how it is to be a woman. And you're looking at them going, well, last time I checked, you had a penis. So how is it that you know how it is to be a fucking woman? I don't know. So it goes into race, and it goes into other things too. And if we don't even explore those things, like I've already explored gender, but if we go into prejudice in religion, skin color, blah, 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 there's a lot of that. So if you look at all of that, but let's just take it from a very simplistic perspective. And I know my listeners are very smart, so I don't have to simplify it, but I'm going to simplify it. And usually I simplify it for myself because it's easier for me to talk about something when it's simple, like me. So for instance, I don't know where we get off in a society telling people what it's like to be them when we're not them. And you can be, for the sake of argument, two white males in a room. You've had two very different experiences in your life. And I don't know how you can say to someone, I don't understand why you dot, 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 without knowing where they come from. Why would you like this particular type of cottage cheese? You're stupid for not liking the kind that I like. Well, you don't know that that's probably the kind they grew up on. It's a kind that they enjoy eating. Sometimes they throw a little pineapple in there. I personally don't like pineapple in my cottage cheese. I like pineapple separate from cottage cheese. And I'm not even that weird person who needs to separate my food. Like, I have a friend, her name is Laura. I'm just going to put her out there because she doesn't care if I talk about her. Or maybe she does. I don't know. So when you go to a restaurant with Laura, she likes to separate her food. Like, for instance, the waiter will come to the table and they will say, hey, what do you want for your meal? And she'll say, well, I see on the menu you have this grilled chicken sandwich. And I know it's lettuce, tomato, bread. It's like some sort of dressing, probably some sort of ranch, because for some reason ranch goes with chicken. And she says, well, can I not get the ranch on that? And they go, sure, sure, sure. Can I not get the onions or the lettuce either? They're like, sure, sure, sure. Can I also not get the bread? Because I really don't want the bread. Okay. So at this point, the waiter usually says, so you just want a piece of grilled chicken. No, 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 no. Not just a piece of grilled chicken. I also want some steamed broccoli on the side. Gotcha. Okay, so you just want grilled chicken and steamed broccoli. And then what she does is she eats all of the chicken and she cuts it into like little pieces like she's going to feed a toddler. You know, but she's a grown-ass woman. And she's cutting it into these tiny little pieces. And then she ends up eating all of the chicken. And then she spends all her time cutting the tops of the broccoli off. So only the stems are sitting there. So then she eats all the tops of the broccoli. And then time has passed and you think she's done. And she goes back for the stems. I don't know. I don't know. I can't explain it. But anyway, so back to the cottage cheese and the pineapple. You basically have people who grow up a certain way, who believe that what they're doing is right for them. And even if they don't believe it's right, it's comfortable to them. And this is who they are. But we still feel like the need to criticize people for who they believe they are or the life they live because we think they could be doing it better. Now, why don't we just take all that energy and all that criticism and help ourselves? Because we don't fucking know what we're talking about. That's basically what my advice is to you. Just shut up and don't tell people what to do. It's just stupid. Like, why would you tell someone that it's not hard being black. It's not hard being Chinese. It's not hard being Japanese. It's not hard being, now you think I'm going to name everybody, but I'm really not. But you know who you are out there, you know? And the fact that people can tell you that it's not hard, like, we can't just take people's word for it. You know, a friend of mine tells me, oh, I woke up this morning and I feel like all my life I should have been a woman. Okay, well, that's how you feel. Am I really going to tell them that that's not how they feel? It's basically how they feel, you know? It's like if your friend wakes up and says, you know, I always feel like I should have lived in New Mexico. And you're like, wow, well, this is new. I never knew that you even knew where New Mexico was on the map. But you want to live there? Yeah, I always felt like I should live in New Mexico. Like, I don't know if that's like a feeling or maybe there was some incense in the wind that they smell and they suddenly feel like New Mexico is a place to go. Maybe there's a fucking crystal that they grabbed onto. Maybe it's, listen, it's another life. Maybe it's a reincarnated kind of story, you know, which we can get into in another episode. But I don't know if you guys give a shit about stuff like that. I do. I think that stuff is cool. I don't know everything about it. If you know everything about it, let me know. And listen, if you know everything about everything, let me know, because you probably have no struggle in your life and I need some advice. So if you could reach out to me, that'd be great. So I just feel like, you know, it's kind of like the Yelp thing. Like, you know how many people go on Yelp? Or I don't know. What's the new thing now that people go on to find out about a restaurant? And people love this shit. Like, even on Amazon, when they're on Amazon and they're like, oh, you know, there's 5 reviews that say that this particular insert for my sneaker is uncomfortable. This one woman right here, Cindy Lou in Nebraska, said that she got a corn on her toe because of the sneaker pad. And she was only on the elliptical for 20 minutes and she still got a corn on her toe. Isn't that horrible? So I'm not buying it. Now, you don't even fucking know Cindy Lou, never mind Nebraska. Talk about another place that you couldn't find on the map. And you fucking believe her? Meanwhile, your friend tells you just the other day that they feel like they should be a woman, or they should be living in New Mexico, or they feel like their whole life that they should be taking yoga, and they spend 50 years without taking it, and you fucking criticize them. But meanwhile, Cindy Lou, who you've never met, now you're not going to the friggin' Amazon to buy your inserts, and you're certainly not going to go to the taco restaurant that John in Louisville, Kentucky told you has really salty chips, because you hate salty chips. So now all these fucking strangers have told you not to go to restaurants or buy inserts, and you're fucking believing them, but you don't believe your own goddamn friends? I don't understand any of you. Yeah, I don't. And I said it. Can't we just take people for what they are? You know, women are out there saying they don't feel like they're treated properly. Well, maybe they're not. And even if you don't think they are, there you go. Listen to what I just said. You don't think they are. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You haven't walked in their shoes. And then there's women who are like, well, no, women aren't treated badly. Women are equal. I don't understand these women who are complaining. Maybe you're fucking equal because you're living in your fucking tower with your long ass hair and your husband keeps you locked up there, right? You don't even know what it's like to leave your fucking driveway. You probably have somebody bringing you your mail to your front door. God knows your fucking kids are being dropped off right at your driveway because you've complained to the school system that your kids can't walk home. You're afraid of what might happen. So why don't you believe that other people could have different experiences in their life? They could have a little less money, a little less or more intelligence than you, and maybe their lives are a little different. So stop being a fucking asshole and listen to what people tell you. You don't have to believe it, but just respect the fact that people feel differently about different things. So shut up and listen. That's the point of this entire freaking broadcast. Just shut up and listen, okay? That's all I have to say to all of you out there. Just listen to people next to you. Maybe not necessarily somebody who's sitting next to you in motor vehicles because they're crazy, but just listen to people. That's all I got for today. I hope you're enjoying the show, because I am.